This is Schooled in AI, a Search CIO podcast about artificial intelligence and academia. In this series, professors at Carnegie Mellon University's School of Computer Science talk about the cutting-edge AI technology they're working on and how CIOs can prepare for the future of AI in the enterprise. Hey, I'm Nicole Laskowski. This is Schooled in AI. Fei Feng is an expert on something called multi-agent systems.
Multi-agent system is just a system with a lot of agents and the environment. So what is an agent? An agent could be a human. It could be a software agent.
Okay, so she put this to me in very simple terms. Let's say you are selling something on eBay and you have people bidding on that item. Those bidders, they'd be considered agents, and those agents are probably human in this case. But take bidding for advertising space on, say, Google.
In those cases, usually it's not the actual human who's bidding for it, but instead it's a software agent who's bidding on behalf of a company.
Feng described these agents, be they human or machine, as intelligent, as having their own objectives and preferences.
When they interact with each other, there are all kinds of interesting things happening, and that's where what multi-agent system is studying.
Feng is also an expert on something called AI for social good. This is part of her research and teaching focus at Carnegie Mellon University.
I'm an assistant professor here in the Institute for Software Research in the School of Computer Science of Carnegie Mellon.
Okay, so these two things, multi-agent systems and AI for social good, they are not mutually exclusive for Feng. In many of her examples of multi-agent systems, the agents are something like potential criminals, as well as those trying to prevent the criminal activity from happening. And Feng uses machine learning and game theory as tools to essentially increase law enforcement's advantage.
Based on the research or study on these multi-agent systems, we can figure out what we can expect for those systems and what would be the good strategies to be used, for example, for these law enforcement agencies to optimize their limited budget and resources to combat these illegal activities.
So her objective is to uncover patterns that can help predict what's going to happen, sometimes even where something is going to happen. She gave this example, it's an anti-poaching example, and she said that meant
We're trying to find out what kind of patrol routes the rangers should take so that we can reduce the overall level of poaching.
Her research depends on data. So in this anti-poaching example she gave, that meant tapping into data from non-government agencies to build what she called poacher behavior models. But in other cases, that kind of useful data, it doesn't exist.
In those cases, what we consider is either considering like a perfectly rational case, kind of saying that what would be the worst case for the law enforcement if they patrol or if they allocate their resources in this way.
When I initially reached out to Feng, it was to talk about AI for social good and not to talk about multi-agent systems. I read that she taught this course at CMU, and, you know, I had started noticing a pattern at conferences. Increasingly, vendors seemed to be sharing these use cases of how their AI tech was being applied to situations like helping the farmer or assisting in disaster relief efforts. And I wondered, you know, why this was happening and what CIOs were supposed to make of it. Now, I think we could sit here and list lots of reasons why technology companies are propping up these socially good use cases. But what Feng and I talked about was how AI has a kind of dubious reputation, right? And it's had that reputation right out of the gate. People are worried about AI taking jobs or undermining personal privacy or wreaking havoc on securing data and systems. And Feng, you know, she brings a different perspective through her coursework and through her research to the conversation.
There is a stigma, feeling that AI only leads to all kinds of dangerous situations, but that's not the case.
Feng hopes that her course, AI for Social Good, and the research she's doing will essentially show another side of the technology.
We can use AI to help the government agencies or the non-government agencies who are aiming to kind of serve the people, and we try to help them to improve the efficiency in their operation, in their daily operation or in their decision making.
She does a part of that by teaching students how to apply AI to these really complex issues where an optimal solution may not be obvious.
When we try to use AI for some socially good problems, for example, how to optimally or more efficiently allocate social housing, then inevitably fairness and privacy and all kinds of ethical aspects would come into play. And that's indeed when people try to kind of, for people who are working on this topic, this is something that they have to take into account.
One of the things she stresses to her students is that debate on how to apply AI, that shouldn't happen in a vacuum. That shouldn't be confined to coders alone.
For many of the ethical issues, it's not even the, like AI researchers may not even have the expertise to judge what is ethical and what is not.
And she's trying to set an example for her students by welcoming other CMU professors into her classroom to have that debate with her students.
To give a concrete example, Professor Thomas Sandholman, CMU, has been working on kidney exchange. And here, from the AI perspective, the research team would work on developing algorithms that can compute the best, say, matching algorithm that matches donors to patients.
While that may sound straightforward, what Feng really emphasizes to her students is that they need to understand the objective that Sandholm is after. So is the objective to maximize the number of people who get kidney transplants, or is it to maximize overall compatibility or the number of lives saved?
There needs to be a discussion with all kinds of experts to discuss what should be set as a goal. And more recently, there has been some work on this type of topics in kidney exchange and in other AI for social good type of challenges.
Feng is introducing tools to her students that she hopes they'll take with them after they graduate into the workforce and into companies. And these tools include things like embracing debate, including multiple voices in a discussion, having an agreed upon objective.
Raising the awareness of all these issues among researchers and students is really important, because when they design their own AI algorithms, they would keep in mind that these are the things that they need to pay attention to.
This is something CIOs think about too. How do they know that an AI algorithm is providing fair and unbiased recommendations? Feng described this as a significant area of AI research. It's something we've written about too. But she also said CIOs need to think through the inherent risks they open their companies up to when applying AI to a business problem.
But the problem is it might be hard for them to get an answer from the, let's say, the ones who developed the software. So there might be, let's say, a third party or something that's kind of do this kind of investigation. This is my personal opinion.
She also suggested that CIOs think about failure.
So all these algorithms, they probably, for example, they probably made some assumptions. And it's probably, it probably makes sense to ask in what circumstances these assumptions would fail, and what would happen if these assumptions fail.